for an original. So next we have Cheryl Peralt, and Cheryl's a poet, wonderful poet, and I love your voice, Cheryl, when you read. And she's going to be featuring, is it a feature in Emerson? On May 4th. And so please welcome Cheryl. Give us a something different.
Oh, I've been challenged. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Ellen, and everyone on sound, and wonderful features this evening. Upon my prodigal return to poetry in later life, part of my mission is to spread the good word of poetry and say that poetry is for everyone and that there is song and story in poetry and there's poetry and story and song. And I wanted to share the news of an upcoming annual poetry reading here in Acton taking place at the Gray Junior High School April 16th with internationally known poet Mary Ruffel. And I have bookmarks with her face on one side, and it's part of the Robert Creeley Foundation Poetry Reading April 16th. And there out front, you have bookmarks and there's flyers. Now Mary Ruffel has lovely red hair. I'll just mention that because the piece I have to offer is about hair. And Bob Marley said, trust the universe and respect your hair. It seemed at first like small talk. This man who hadn't seen me in a while told me he liked what I had done with my hair, with seemingly genuine interest. Not just a come on, not just a pickup line, but a true fascination with the interesting ways human nature might adorn and celebrate while still having things like life and hair. I told him that my hairstylist should get the credit. She is a magician in that way, or maybe more like an artist, waving her brushes like Georgia O'Keeffe as my head transforms into one of those giant, gorgeous poppies on her canvas. Then this man asked if my hair was slightly changed in color. I confirmed yes right away without one bit of squirming to acknowledge the sacred secret that hair is indeed often colored for women, especially as we advance along in age. Whether it's henna or cocoa or the latest product from the salon, they swear has come from the Amazon. For the first time, I wasn't ashamed of this admission. And then I asked the man about his own hair, which I secretly liked better than my own. I noticed it had become longer since I had last seen him. He said his stylist had gone about rolling and aligning each lock, and how since then he hasn't had to touch a bit of it to maintain, except sweep it from his eyes from time to time, like when he wakes up in the morning or when he's about to read at night. Just like how hair finds a way of bringing down its curtain before we're ready sometimes. And then I realized that Van Gogh would have painted this man's hair the starry night. So there we were sitting, not like old hens or biddies or young women from the Jersey Shore. We were simply two people at some level, knowing how this tending to hair, like art on an easel, is a bit of an old story, a bit of testament to our ancestors, how they celebrated life and what was beautiful outdoors and within by using mud or berries, flowers or beads, beautifying hair while they could, while they were still living, knowing maybe better than we know how fast a life flies by, how earth and flowers and branches and creatures are all such beautiful gifts of this planet. And whether or not we know it, so are we. And sometimes we just like to celebrate it. A man and a woman talking about hair. No pretension, no competition, no come on, no superficial la-di-da. Just a bit of male and female, man and woman, a bit of China, Africa, Egypt, Greece, Siberia, Amazon, Inuit, a bit of ancestors, wisdom, and ceremony, a bit of here and now, he and she, you and me, all of our interdependent beauty. So maybe there is really no such thing as small talk when it comes to hair. Thank you.
Thank you, that was wonderful. What I meant by something different was something different from guitar and singing poetry.